This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, Nation. It is a big college football weekend coming up. Zach Wolchuk, the Woolly Bully, has a college football super segment for you here as we're broadcasting live from Rally House in Arlington. And you can come on by. Nobody yet has been able to step up to the plate and hit it out of the park. We're looking for somebody who can name 10 members of the G-Bag Nation all time. Board ops, producers, sidekicks, phone screeners, hosts, co-hosts. I think there's 13 throughout the history, including a founding father who's been at the Rally House already today, if you want a hint.
Ooh.
Okay, a founding father has been here. But, yeah, if you can get 10 of the 13, we'll give you a free G-Bag Nation flag while supplies last. There are five under this table. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, just call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And here he is, Wolchuk.
Thank you so much. We do have an outstanding slate of college football action. It starts tonight.
Yes.
As we have the Pac-12 championship, but more importantly, it's the Conference USA championship game. Am I right?
Amen, baby. Amen.
Am I right?
UNT.
Yeah, baby. Go Mean Green. We got the North Texas Mean Green taking on UTSA, the Roadrunners, a rematch of earlier this year.
What was the final on that one?
You don't want to know. We're going to skip over what happened in that
game. I'd really like to know.
You really do want to know?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to go back and
I thought you knew it off the top of your head.
Not off the top of my head. It was a North Texas loss 31-27. It was a close
game.
Okay,
there you go.
It was a close game. We spoiled it late. We went for it on fourth down, and we did not get it. But this game's going to kick off on CBS Sports Network at 6:30 while we're on the air. Now, North Texas doesn't
have... it's on Nickelodeon or something like that tonight?
It might be better because I love good slime time. You know,
yeah.
I'm a fan
of
that.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the slime VP?
Austin Ani, probably.
When you guys were at UNT, would you go to games and cheer and stuff?
So our
Wolchuk was a cheerleader.
I was a male cheerleader. I was throwing people up in the air. Yeah. I tried out to be the mascot. They were like, "No, you're so attractive. We need to put you on the side." No, yeah. Are you kidding me?
They would let
me be a cheerleader?
Hey.
Hell no! They put my ass up in the booth. They're like, "We gotta hide you."
Wait.
Might have to take what they could get.
How great of a bet payoff? Okay, if somehow Wolchuk loses, he has to put on the Eagle outfit and maybe do half of a basketball game.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, that would be a great one. Hank might be able to pull that off for us.
You only have to do a half. You don't have to do a whole game.
Okay. And our basketball team is pretty good.
Or any sporting event, you have to put on the Eagle outfit and
I'm down
like,
for this.
Fly around.
That would be great.
I'm game.
I wouldn't even mind going back to that cheerleader bit, making him be have his pom-poms and everything.
Yeah,
on the fan
cam. I knew as soon as I said that I should have buried that down.
You could get in your uniform now, couldn't you?
I could sneak into a uniform.
Oh, yeah, you could squeeze into one of those bad boys.
Yeah. I might have to just...
The skirt might be a little...
Make sure I keep pulling those doubles, those morning and night walks.
Yeah, got to keep doubling up on the walks.
If we could avoid the holidays, we'd be great, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
God. Holidays are killer.
Thanksgiving really just set me back. I basically had to lose everything that I gained last week this week, and now I'm back to where I was, you know?
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's great. It's awesome. So like
panic weight loss,
I made
huh?
zero progress, really, in the
yeah.
big
No, but
weeks.
It's a wash.
It's a net neutral,
You treated yourself. That's what matters.
Treat yourself. So, go North Texas. Now, tonight we also have Utah and USC. Caleb Williams trying to make his Heisman come true. This is his last chance to go out there at Allegiant Stadium in front of Utah and get revenge on the team that knocked off the Trojans earlier this year. Now, I am taking USC. USC is favored by 3. I do think the Trojans get a win. Now, Utah's a physical football team.
Is this a BetQL-type bet going on here?
BetQL. Now, we're not. I don't think that this is one of my best bets any means. In fact, if I had a best bet, it might be for Michigan to cover over Purdue, Brian Broaddus, just to stick it to you, sir.
I'm just planning on giving Dutch $100.
No, I'm going to take TCU minus 1.5.
Send me your Venmo number, right
against K-State. I think TCU does win tomorrow, and I like them to cover the 1.5. I mean, hell, they should win that game by a field goal, don't you think? I think K-State's going to give them a run for their money. But Utah and USC.
The dream ends tragically tomorrow, unfortunately.
That would be a big blow. That
You're
would
taking
be a big
the Wildcats?
Blow.
I am.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry. I know it's an unpopular pick, but, I just – I got to call like I see it.
What?
We're going to have security.
TCU's on a magic ride.
Have you seen all the TCU gear they have?
I know, and I love it, too. I bought some, actually. I'm cheering for
them. I'm more worried about the fans showing up in the TCU gear and beating all of us up.
You can shop one of the largest selections.
Get out of here with the gear.
Of TCU Horned Frog gear at this rally house to get ready for the Big 12 championship game this Saturday, if you just come and hang out with us.
Yeah.
But Kansas State TCU is going to be incredible tomorrow. What do you think about your LSU Tigers against Georgia?
Yeah, I tell you what. I expected LSU to beat Texas A&M last week and at least have 10 wins, and then you talk about getting a quality bowl game from there, maybe showing up, you get in the Sugar Bowl, something like that. But, the A&M game took a lot out of me last week. And the thing about Georgia, and we've been watching them on tape. We watched them last night, starting to get ready for the college draft that we got coming up here in April. They're just defensively, they're just such a good team. They're well coached. The quarterback plays well. They're skilled players. They cause a lot of problems. They can cover you. Their best corner could take your best receiver out of the game. I mean, that's just the way that Georgia matches up. I'm not expecting much out of there. I'm really not. I'm kind of hoping it's kind of like a World Cup game where I'm not expecting Saudi Arabia to beat Argentina. That's my hope, but
yeah.
I'm being a realist about this.
Well, the quarterback's going to suit up and play Daniels. That was a question mark. Brian Kelly said he'd be good to go. I don't know how in the world they're going to block Jalen Carter.
They got two freshman offensive tackles here. I mean, they've done a great job all year, a lot better than I ever thought they would be, after the Florida State opening day loss. But Georgia is in a different category right now, very deserving of the ranking that they have.
Is this disrespectful? Ohio State has told the Rose Bowl, do not select us. We're not interested. We don't want to go play at the Rose Bowl game. So Penn State most likely is going to be the Big Ten selection.
What's Ohio State want to do?
They're hoping that maybe USC loses or TCU loses so they still get the outside shot to make the playoff. But I think they're worried about, hey, we've played in the Rose Bowl a lot. And there's an outside shot that it could be a rematch of last year's game where it was Utah and Ohio State, that maybe their fans aren't as excited to go to the Rose Bowl and they won't be able to draw as big
of a
fan
there.
Attendance.
Yeah, they're
always there. I get it. We're about selling all their tickets, then, is what they're worried about.
Right. So it's like, hey, we don't really want to go. We've appeared in the last two Rose Bowls.
They could have lost money going out there, too.
You want to talk about diminishing the other bowl games, though. If I'm the sponsors, if I'm the NCAA, I'm livid at Ohio State for this getting out.
Yes.
You could call me, right? Don't you dare email or text me and have this a digital record, but you could call me and talk about this. We can't have this out.
Well, no. You had a situation, too, last year where a lot of Ohio State's players sat out. Remember yesterday?
You did. Yeah.
Remember yesterday you were saying, listen, if I'm not playing in one of the Final Fours, I'm not interested in playing in your bowl game. I'm sorry. At the Rose Bowl. And that's what happened with Ohio State. They went into that game, really shorthanded.
Yeah, both their top receivers, Olave and Garrett Wilson.
Offensive
it allowed
tackle,
Jackson Smith and Jigba to have that awesome
exactly.
game.
I mean,
so many NFL players on that team. Maybe it just doesn't make sense if we can't be in the playoffs. It's just
and you go out there and you play and you get embarrassed. I mean, you don't have all your guys. I know it's Ohio State, but still, I mean, they're still stinging from that Michigan loss. I mean, there's still a lot of things coming from that.
224 says he's about to call the radio station so he can scream at the general for making that comment about TCU losing. I'm sorry, 224.
We got what you're drinking, what you're thinking later.
You have a good chance coming up. You're less than 2 hours away from that opportunity.
Don't just call in and berate the general now. Get drunk first and then call in.
Give it some thought. Yeah, of how much liquor you can
great
serve.
Great point.
Don't half-ass this thing.
Don't half-ass
it.
We don't half-ass anything around here. This is the G-Bag Damnation.
Full ass on a football Friday.
Tom Herman. You guys remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Where is he headed? Is he going to?
He's in the broadcast booth right now.
Did Trent Dilfer already get fired at UAB and they're bringing on? they're bringing on old boy.
He's going to Lane Kiffin's former school. The last time Conference USA when UNT was playing in that championship game.
Oh, FAU.
We lost to FAU. Tom Herman's now going to FAU. And, oh, my gosh, Boomer Jacks, they have brought us some delicious food that I don't think I can eat any of. But you guys can feast on this.
I am very excited about it.
There might be a garnish.
There might be a garnish. I can have some vegetables.
There's got to be.
Last week you just quit. Go ahead.
Shut your dirty mouth. I'm weighing in tomorrow.
He's been walking twice a day, Broadus.
General's like, I'm giving up sweets because I'm the general. And then he doesn't. He just like all of a sudden he has sweets every day.
I have a professional read.
It was over the holidays.
Shut your damn mouth for a second. Boomer Jacks is opening tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the World Cup. You can come watch the USA game over at the location right next to us at the Arlington Highlands. They got Saturday drink specials, $3 bottles. They got Mexican candy shots, $4 Modelo pints, $4 fireball shots, baby, and $5 screwball shots. You can bring one unwrapped toy and receive a free order of fried pickles. You know I love fried pickles. I might have to just taste one fried pickle.
And a screwball.
And a screwball. Maybe I'll have six screwballs.
You are a screwball.
Purchase one $25 gift card, receive a $5 bounce back card, and we are eating right here. We're going to be dipping into the Fat Jack sampler, okay? They got mozzarella blocks, brisket quesadillas.
Whoa.
The fried pickles, boneless wings, and skillet queso with chips
everything
and salsa.
Everything you can eat.
Oh, my goodness.
Boomer Jackson Rally House. That is what Texas does,
by the way, for all Rally House customers that come out and see us, bring a copy of that receipt from today or tomorrow and receive an order of fried pickles with a purchase of an entree over at Boomer Jacks. So we are partnering together, Rally House and Boomer Jacks, people helping people. It's a beautiful thing. But, yes, Tom Herman is now the new head coach at FAU.
What an exciting time.
What an exciting time. That's what Lane Kiffin said when he was over there. Also, big injury for Michigan. Blake Corum. I don't know if we got to this yesterday. He's going to miss the rest of the season. He is out with that leg injury.
1,600 yards of out.
Yeah. But, man, this old – is it Donovan Edwards?
It's Donovan Edwards.
What a monster beast he was last week.
He's good, man.
I don't need to hear that. Not with me with money on the line.
That's true. That's true. He's going
to – It might be good for you to cover, though.
I'm just hoping for a cover.
You're going to give me that $100, though, right? Because you don't need that $100.
No, I told Dutch I'll send it to him right now. I'm not that confident.
Dutch might need it, huh?
Yeah, Dutch needs it.
Dutch
as he's banging on the glass at a Stars game.
He's like fist bumping Luca before he jacks a three up.
He's at a $2,000 seat.
I don't think he needs the $100.
He's going to give it to charity. Former NFL quarterback G.J. Kinney. Has anybody ever heard of this bleep hole?
Okay, let's say that one more time.
G.J. Kinney.
Not familiar.
Sounds like he transferred like five times before he got out.
I've never heard of him. I don't know that he's a real person, but he is.
What?
Yeah, well, he's now apparently the new head coach at Texas State. He's currently coaching at Incarnate Word.
Oh, okay.
He's 34 years old. He's 10-1 in his debut at FCS Incarnate Word.
We had Bailey Zappi as a quarterback there at Incarnate Word, and then he went to
Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
The former Jets quarterback.
Yeah, former Jets quarterback.
Yeah, he was on their roster.
Was he?
2012.
I remember him. Gavin is a football guy.
That's right.
He is the football guy on our show.
Good pull, Dawson.
Brian, can you tell me?
He's from Mesquite.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
He's coached in Hawaii.
Well, holy crap. I apologize to the Skeeters out there.
Well, who knows if he's actually
a Skeeter. He went to school at Tulsa, which we get a lot of respect from Tulsa on this show from certain members.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That means he was a real big-time player. I can't believe you guys forgot him.
I'm still waiting for Lucius to punch you square in the face.
Me too, honestly.
GJ's dad was shot at my school when he coached at Canton High School, says the 903. Jeez. 256 says his dad got shot.
What?
Well, that's sad. Thoughts and prayers.
I am so sorry, and I should not have said anything negative about it. Gilmer High School. Oh, Gilmer's a... That's a stud school right there. Gilmer plays some good football.
Good recovery.
Now, can you – thank you. Can you –
Not really.
Can you name – shut your mouth, Eric.
You
never support me.
No,
I don't know why I call you a friend. You are the worst.
I literally opened the show with just nothing but respect for your truffle shuffle that you did earlier.
That's fair. You redeemed yourself.
I mean,
golly
dear
gee.
God.
Incarnate Word's mascot, Brian Broaddus. Can you name it?
Oh, no.
It's a Microsoft W, right?
Yes. It is. Yeah.
Crusaders?
No, it's not the Crusaders. Okay, you got the first letter right, though. It's the Cardinal.
The Cardinal.
Cardinals.
The Cardinal?
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
Okay, Cobb and Stanford.
Yeah.
Cardinal.
Yeah, be real original.
In the Arizona Cardinals.
Very original.
Hey, are you guys familiar with Texas A&M quarterback Haynes King entering the transfer portal?
That's Longview, Texas own right there. Yeah. Also, Nebraska, former interim coach Mickey Joseph. Yesterday he was arrested for domestic assault violence. Charges.
And there's an early tease for Biggest L, Biggest Dub, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.